Kunstradio.at. Heute in Kunstradio eine Live-Übertragung vom Radiophonic Festival in Brüssel. Bereits seit Donnerstag findet dieses Radiokunstfestival statt und heute, genau um Mitternacht, geht es zu Ende. Austragungsorte sind das Internet, wo rund um die Uhr gestreamt wird, diverse Radiostationen, die live übertragen, sowie das Kulturzentrum Le Brigittin in Brüssel. Eben dort läuft seit 20 Uhr Radioactive Radiophony, eine kollektive Performance des Netzwerks RADIA. RADIA ist eine Gruppe von 15 freien Radiostationen aus Europa und den USA, die Radiokunst fördern und untereinander austauschen. Die RADIA-Partner sind freie, nicht kommerzielle Stationen, zum Beispiel Tilos Radio aus Budapest, Resonance FM aus London oder Radio Grenouille aus Marseille. Einige dieser Radiopartner stellen heute Abend Radio-Streams zur Verfügung, die beim Radiophonic Festival vor Ort in Brüssel bearbeitet und wieder hinausgeschickt werden. Sie sind also sowohl online zu hören auf radiophonic.org als auch on-air zu hören auf den Frequenzen von insgesamt 11 Stationen. Contamination ist der Übertitel des diesjährigen Radiophonic Festivals und dementsprechend werden auch die Sounds, die sozusagen in ihrer Reinform gestreamt werden, künstlerisch verändert und kontaminiert.
The potential for disaster during the next four hours is huge.
Attention, le potentiel pour que les quatre prochaines heures tournent au désastre est énorme.
Das Desasterpotenzial in den nächsten vier Stunden ist riesig.
Why hide the shit? It should all be out in the open. Instead of hiding ourselves away, we should all be born together, fight together and shit together. It's like the protest days of the 60s and 70s. Something like Glastonbury should be one big open air shitting, with the massed ranks of asses straining and heaving all at the same time. Glorious. But will it ever happen? No, not in this shit society. Shit has to be private, confined, ciphered into the sewage system. That's the French for you. They're like dogs. Have you ever looked at a dog while it's having a shit? They can't. While you're looking, they can't go. Fin de citation. Whatever that means. Fin de citation, whatever that means.
Vous écoutez. Vous écoutez.
Radiophonique 2007.
You can't stop progress.
Crois-tu qu'on doive encore longtemps rester ici à étudier? Mes doigts sont gourds à force de tracer le contour du morceau de plastique représentant la gauche. Je voudrais rentrer, jouer du funk qu'avec mon père, jouer du funk avec ma mère. Tu voudrais pas lui faire poliment remarquer que ça a sonné. Est-il donc sourd? Cette scène, cette loi ne peut-on détourner leur cours pour que leurs os prennent le préau? Pour que leurs os prennent le préau. Moi, je voudrais rentrer, jouer, 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 jouer du funk avec mon père, jouer du funk avec ma mère. Grand-père, parle jamais de la guerre d'Algérie. Mais qu'est-ce qu'il tue à la batterie? Grand-mère qui parle pas l'anglais, elle a un son énorme à la basse électrique. Moi, je voudrais rentrer, jouer.
The classics. Let me enlighten you. If I was a classical figure, I'd be Persephone. Heard of her? The myth says she was abducted. N'importe quoi. Her mother sold her to a dirty old man. Okay, that was pretty short.
Sans les avoir jamais, regarde.
She was abducted. N'importe quoi.
Comme elle sans le sommeil.
Her mother sold her to a dirty old man. Okay, that was pretty short.
La nuit des chiens boivent.
Heard of her? The myth says she was abducted.
Welcome on the air. Bonsoir, you know.
Her mother sold her to a dirty old man.
Welcome.
Welcome and bon dia. Bonsoir. Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, señores y señoras, madame, monsieur, дорогие друзья, добрый вечер, гетвеш, незуинк. Wir sind froh.
Oh, okay. Sounds like Kunstradio. It sounds like this official public radio. It's a free action. It's a free station.
And I don't feel well with this. I don't feel well anymore. Yeah, of course, it's very artificial and
no, it's not. It's only to invite the people. It's nothing very special you can do. Just. You're the anchorman. Sorry, it's your job, man.
Yeah, it's my job, but not at the ORF.
No, but, you know, you could do it like you... try to find your own melody, I don't know.
That's what I want.
That would be better. That's maybe your tempo. Yeah, so try.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
By the way, when exactly I had to start? You didn't say it when...
Seconds. Okay.
Welcome and bon dia, bonsoir. Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Señores y señoras. Señores y señoras.
Okay. Vous écoutez.
Radiophonic Festival 2007. In den letzten 10 Minuten hörten Sie einen Zusammenschnitt der ersten 2 Stunden der Radioactive Radiophony, aufgenommen heute zwischen 20 und 22 Uhr. Zusammengestellt wurde diese Best-of-Sequenz von Hans Kreuz. Nun geht es live und in Echtzeit weiter, derzeit auf der Bühne des Le Brigittin in Brüssel, das Künstlerduo Tonic Train. Das sind Knut Aufermann und Sarah Washington. Live beim Radiophonic Festival 2007.
The river flowing past, it's not flowing very, it's flowing very slowly because in getting the water flow is rather slow, it's in the plain. But also we see a river which is quite dirty and quite black, and we see a lot of junk in the river, like plastic bags, food, basket, broken plants floating around, and old garlands and people have probably done here some ritual worship. So there's some stuff on that as well. Somebody who did some prayers here, and but as you go along, you see a lot of these pumps, water pumps on the river, because these pumps are now pumping this water into the fields on the left side of where we're walking.
It has acres and acres of vegetables which are growing. All kinds of fresh vegetables are grown here and sold to Delhi, and they become like the vegetable production site for the city, to feed the city.
Horizon there, you where the eye meets the sky, you see the extension of the city of Delhi, which is the place called Ayodhya and Noida. The extension where lots of people who live there travel to the main city of Delhi to be where they have work and they have prepared. Really a place in the river bank is a place where you get this almost different view, almost surreal view of this very crowded, congested city, and suddenly you come across this place where there is no traffic and rural landscape, and there's farming going on the banks of it, of the waters. As we speak, the whole landscape has been changing. There's increasing building activity. Earlier there used to be a lot of traditional activity, like, you know, people washing and washing clothes, or traditional farming going on, or there were lots of people living along the bank. And this is all slowly changing and improving. The new roads being built, there is the new construction of a lot of the areas that we can get into fly ash from the power plant, dumping of fly ash going on. But there's lots of new bridges that are coming. So what was earlier really the marginal part of the city, that maybe it was the edge of the city, has now become prime land. And the value of land seems to be too high to allow the uses which were going on earlier. I did some work this year earlier about the flower fields, which you can see in parts of the banks and river, where there is marigold which is grown, and that is sold in the market every day. Tons and tons of marigold, yellow flowers sold. And now that area is becoming difficult to maintain because the price of land is so high that the farmers rather sell the land to a builder rather than continue to grow something as fragile and, you know, low income as marigold. So the context of the land in the city has changed, but increasing the river has become more fertile, despite millions and millions of dollars have been spent on it. The river continues to remain dirty. So it's a complete different interrelationship with the river and with the idea of nature than what was there earlier. And the city sort of trying to find its way into the new world, but it seems it's not sure what those terms are going to be. So either we create. See, you have to put your new station.
What flows into the river?
You know, the river basically is a 1200 kilometer river. It starts from the Himalayan mountains and goes down and meets another mighty river called the Ganges. And it's the basis of the settlement of a lot of cities on North India, the site for the settlement, early settlements. And so besides, you know, what is supposed to carry fresh water, the river now has a lot of sewage which flows into it. So in this 22 kilometers when it flows through urban Delhi, it produces enough pollution here, which accounts for 80% of the pollution of the whole river.
So you have just domestic sewage, you have industrial sewage flowing into it, you have pesticides flowing into it. It's a very, very contaminated and polluted river now. I talked to many people who've lived here for several decades. Even as late as 20 years back, they said they could see a point on the bed of the river. But right now, as you can see, it's black. There's nothing you can see inside it.
Well, people who have been living here for a long time who have some relationship with the city from the past, many of them do know about the river and they have various kinds of rituals around it. But the modern city, especially the young middle class, the contemporary Indian, they are probably even unaware there's a river in the city. And they don't even know the city. Most people just cross the river because they have to take the other side. But many haven't just come like the spot we have come to. You probably find nobody you know except a couple of people who have come to a spot like this in the river. And this is just 10-15 minutes from where we stay. So it's quite amazing how unaware we are, how outside the city's consciousness the river is. And I think part of the reason it's so dirty is because if you don't relate to something, you don't care about it. And the reason why you can have complete change of landscape, because people don't value what they're seeing right. This is beautiful landscape, very clever, beautiful wetland we have around the river. Lifeline to something which is clean, but like a ornament. Idea in the project I did on the river. It's called Have You Seen the Flowers on the River? Where I visited my friends' homes and I shared with them pictures of the river in exchange for letting me shoot their things and the waterfalls and the bathrooms. And they were one place to ask, why do you want to do that? And I said, well, it's the same thing. Your sink is the river. What you throw out of the sink has to come through. So it was a way of capturing people's imagination to make them think that the houses, the lights are not connected to the moon, but connected to the river. And I think somewhere we have to make the connection back. Maybe it seems from all what's happening in climate change in the world that the only way we learn is when we have plastic. But I fear that we are so caught up in the moment of such a hype about buying the next nice thing, about spending money and feeling good about shopping and consumption, that there's no space for that sort of stuff. And I find children read less, they are less inquisitive, they spend more time doing all these other things. I have nothing against it. I think that's fine. That's where we have to go. And, you know, technology is a big role in our lives. But I think the idea of balance is very important. And while we do all those things, we can't forget that our lives are temporal. Our bodies perish. And then we are no more. And then what does it all mean? So there is great wisdom in the old thoughts, the old philosophy. True progress will mean being in the world while we still recognize that we are part of this world.
There's a very ambiguous relationship to the idea of pollution. You'll find that Indians keep their bodies very clean. They bathe twice a day. The house is very clean. But then everything is dumped outside the house. So outside the house, you find you have garbage. And something similar happens to the river. So while there's a great notion of purity, because purity and cleanliness are thought of together, the idea doesn't extend outside to the environment outside. And hence you see something which is as mythologically loaded and culturally loaded like the river. And there's a deep connection to the idea of life and death in our philosophy with water. And the fact that when one dies then and one is cremated, the ashes are immersed in the river. Going back to nature, but also for rebirth of the soul. So the life and the idea of life and death is integrated with the river and the water. But the river physically is so dirty. And when I used to talk to many people who live on the river, especially the priests who live on the river, I'd seen a priest, for example, ritually every day at 4 o'clock in the evening, take a dip in what I consider filthy water,
and he shut his nose and he dipped below the water. And the water is completely black. And I asked him that, you know, how come you do this? It's so dirty. And he said, how can the river be dirty? It's my mother. So it's mind-boggling. I, as an Indian, understand some of it. But even to me, as a contemporary Indian, caught up on ideas of modern knowledge.
I'm not sure if it's in the water. Zero moment. Girls, you know
it's getting late.
Frock zero moment.
Nos cryptographes, qui sont des gens sérieux, sont sans doute au lit. Si on a encore un ou deux qui écoutent la radio, qui nous appelle? Un petit avertissement pour les âmes sensibles. Le passage suivant devient assez violent. Maintenant que les oreilles innocentes se sont écartées du poste, on y va.
And that's enough pluses for four bloody lifetimes. Even for a nobody like me, with less than
so,
a famous personality.
How did I end up being a flea, living off the back of a French flea market?
Just for programming.
How did I end up sleeping in cardboard and covered in shit?
My
Frock
zero moment came shortly after I began losing it.
The white slave trade.
Into Gap. I picked out.
I was living in Chatham in the UK.
The fitting room to try it on.
One night, I was out clubbing with my mate Shillian.
Was squeezed into the dress.
On the way home, me and Shell was nabbed by two slavers.
My stomach began
they tied us up and dropped us off in the hold of an old P&O ferry ship.
And doubled up. I lay on the floor.
I thought I'd die,
delirious,
chained down in that filthy hold.
Swimming.
But Shillian kept my
two
spirits up.
For help.
But then, after 2 weeks, she ran out of lip liner.
Just
it was all downhill after that.
From the pain.
Shell sickened and
I
died in a couple of days.
And squealed.
She died in my arms.
The pain
but just before she went, she popped off with the most biggest, most revolting shit I've ever witnessed. The slavers came and took her body away. They wouldn't touch it. They used boat hooks, which left horrible holes in her body. The smell was something rotten.
Beautiful brand new Gap dress.
When we got to France, I was sold to a fat bourgeois.
Black,
stupid bitch.
An evil liquid.
One day, she slapped me for dropping a fork on the table.
Meltdown.
You'll scratch the surface, you stupid
my
girl, she shouted. We were alone in the kitchen,
drabs,
so I picked up a huge pair of scissors. Scratch, I said.
As I ran from the shop.
I'll show you scratch.
Have you ever wished you
and
could
I cut
the
her fat throat right there and then.
A gap in time.
She collapsed onto the floor, gasping and splitting blood, trying to speak.
End of quote.
But I cut her across the vocal cords. And after that, I ran to Paris in the flea markets, to the Serpette. Voilà, ne venez pas vous plaindre, on vous avait prévenu.
If you have been listening for the past 4 hours, this is what you heard.
I don't use too much of it.
Voici donc la provenance des sons, des compositions, des improvisations que vous avez pu entendre lors de ces 4 dernières heures.
Falls Sie tatsächlich die letzten 4 Stunden zugehört haben, dies sind die Dinge, die Sie gehört haben.
Lists, lists and more lists. We'll try and get through it as quick as we can. At 8 o'clock we had Radio Campus. Anton Ecki was here at the chapel. Then we had Radio Zero. Paulo Raposo was in Portugal. Radio Corax from Halle. Ralph Wendt and Udo Israel. Radio Grenouille, Marseille.
Heute hörten Sie in Kunstradio eine Live-Übertragung der Radioactive Radiophonie aus dem Le Brigittin in Brüssel. Das war der letzte Programmpunkt des viertägigen Radiophonic Festivals 2007. Informationen zum Festival gibt es im Internet auf radiophonic.org sowie auf
kunstradio.at.
Nächste Woche in Kunstradio eine Live-Performance des Komponisten Karl-Heinz Essel, der mit dem deutschen Künstler Jonathan Mese an dem Projekt Fräulein Atlantis zusammengearbeitet hat. Am Sonntag um 23.05 Uhr auf Österreich 1. Für die Kunstradio-Redaktion sagt Anna Socek, danke fürs Zuhören und gute Nacht.